Tonight is the first night in the new moon cycle, and that means the moon's almost completely dark. We've got a lot of cloud cover today, but if the sky's clear, a new moon is great news if you want to stargaze through a telescope.
Full moons are really disastrous for observing because they light up all the atmosphere. They're very bright. It is one of the worst light polluters.
That's Jonathan Fay. About a decade ago, Fay built a place dedicated to looking up at the night sky in his backyard. Jeannie Yandel went to check it out.
Yeah, the bright light. No, that's not okay.
It's a mid-September night, and the sky is getting darker. Around a half dozen people are standing in Jonathan Fay's backyard out in unincorporated King County.
It's a beautiful night, and I think the planets are out, and this telescope, we're going to look at some deep sky objects, probably some galaxy and nebula and things.
That's Curtis Wong. Like most of Jonathan's other guests, he works on a space mapping program for Microsoft. These people know a lot about astronomy and astrophysics. They're pointing at the sky and talking about things like globular clusters.
We make a pattern.
Jonathan's guests are all standing in front of a small building that looks like a tool shed. Rising out of the top of the shed is a white dome. The dome would look right at home in a Star Wars movie as a gunner station for a stormtrooper. This is Bear Creek Observatory. Nearly all of Jonathan's guests have spent time looking through a telescope before. But, like Lindsay Kuntz and Doug Roberts, they're still excited to look through a telescope in Jonathan's homemade observatory.
I am hoping to see Jupiter and see all the moons and the rings and, yeah, get to see it up close and personal.
I've seen the moons of Jupiter through an amateur telescope before, and they're really cool. I mean, it is sort of to know that you're seeing something that Galileo saw hundreds of years ago, and first was the first time he looked at a telescope and said, oh, wow, those are different worlds because they have things orbiting them, is pretty amazing. Yeah, so I hope that happens. Yeah.
Jonathan and his wife first moved out here from Woodinville about 14 years ago. But it wasn't so he could build an observatory.
It was I just wanted to see the sky. I loved seeing the sky.
Jonathan loved to see the sky since he was a kid. He even used to make up stories about the sky to tell his little brother, stories with characters like the Mars Monster. As an adult, though, Jonathan wasn't sold on the idea of owning a telescope. He could never buy a telescope that would produce crisp, colorful images, like the ones from the Hubble Space Telescope.
But then I looked through a telescope that a friend of mine had, and I felt some special connection with that. What you see through the eyepiece of a telescope is an honest connection with the universe. You're seeing photons that no one else is ever going to see. You're not looking at a picture that everybody can see. And it's just this one-on-one connection with, here I am looking at something that the light traveled 25 million light years to get into my eye right now.
After that experience, Jonathan bought a telescope and set it up in a little nook outside his bedroom.
I tell my wife, don't walk in our bedroom because if you vibrate the telescope, it'll make the images fuzzy. And so after a while, she just said, this is not going to work for long term. And so I decided I had to have a permanent solution.
That's when Jonathan came up with the idea of putting an observatory in his backyard.
I was at sort of that house poor, you know, we stretched to get the house. And at that point, I knew I had to put sweat equity into this. And so I sat down and started designing something out of wood and out of materials I could buy at Home Depot and Radio Shack. And one day I made some sawhorses and some jigs and I started cutting these big arcs.
Jonathan wanted his observatory dome to be easily recognizable to other lovers of astronomy. So he designed it to look like a miniature version of the Mount Wilson Observatory in Los Angeles.
Jonathan never ceases to amaze me in the things that he can put together, including telescopes and things like that. This is amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what we can see through this.
That's Ron Gilchrist, another of Jonathan's guests. It's just getting dark enough to really start seeing things through the telescope. And when Jonathan climbs into the observatory and asks,
so who has never looked through a telescope before?
I'm the only one to raise my hand.
Jeannie, do you want to come up here?
Sure.
Okay.
To get up into the observatory dome, I have to climb an aluminum ladder.
It's a little difficult to climb a ladder with a
shotgun microphone in your hand.
Yeah, be careful.
Jonathan moves the telescope to a point in the sky and tells me to look through the eyepiece.
Now, can you see sort of just below the middle of the eyepiece? There should be two fuzzy dots there.
I see the two fuzzy dots, and it's not that exciting. Until Jonathan explains what I'm looking at.
Those are two galaxies 25 million light years away. So the photons you're seeing, the light entering your eyes through that telescope left 25 million light years.
Holy cow.
25 million years ago, right? So that's like not far enough to get back to the dinosaurs, but pretty far.
When Jonathan first bought his telescope, he thought he was buying it for himself. But over the last decade, he's found he enjoys it most when he's doing stuff like this, showing other people the stars in a way they've never seen them before.
It's always new to see them through someone else's eyes and to have them have their reaction the first time they get to see it, because then it reminds me of that wonder, you know, that I had when I first was looking through the telescope.
And the house Jonathan built for his telescope, his observatory, has become more than just a place to look at the night sky.
Once it's here, it's sort of like this symbol. It's like seeing a church steeple. You know, there's something in the community to, you know, care for people and meet their religious needs. When you see an observatory, you see something that says, hey, this is looking up too, but at the stars and at the sky. And so I think that sort of adds that sense of a beacon of come here and let's talk about the sky.
Under a starry sky outside Woodinville, I'm Jeannie Yandel.
You can see photos of Bear Creek Observatory and read about how Jonathan Fay built it at our website, kuow.org.